Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 182. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up, it's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Fresh opportunity. So we're blessed with another week. The starting round is designed to come at you on a Monday. You might be listening to it another day, and that's fine. That's no problem. Hopefully it gives you the motivation for whatever day you're on. But we're specifically talking about starting a week, starting a new week, starting afresh, looking for fresh opportunity. So every week we think our life is going to be exactly the same. We underestimate, I suppose, the change that can happen in our lives, the change that does happen in our lives, the change that we could potentially embrace in our lives. The way you spend your life today, this week, this month, this year might be completely different, and completely different very fast. It mightn't just be in 5 years or 10 years. I'm sure you've heard plenty of stories of how people's lives drastically change, i.e. they win the lottery, or they've got a massive new promotion in work, or they've, you know, suddenly been launched as a star, musical, dance, acting, whatever, and their lives completely change virtually overnight, obviously, despite the years and years of hard work and graft that nobody saw on the build-up to it. But anyway, how your life can change very, very fast once momentum takes place. So don't be stuck in a rut. Your life can change very, very fast. It's not necessarily the way it is right now, especially if you're dissatisfied with things that are, you know, the way they are right now. Don't wait for opportunity. Do make your own opportunity. Do embrace change. Be willing to even see opportunity when it does come knocking, because it doesn't come knocking that often, especially opportunity that you don't create yourself. If even small opportunity does come knocking, get used to saying yes. You don't know what could happen. Like small ripples on a pond, they could keep expanding and something small could turn into something way larger. Do not let fear hold you back from saying yes to even small opportunities. As I've said, opportunities are very few and far between. Those that aren't created by yourself, that is, they're very few and far between. So get used to saying yes, get used to capitalizing on them and seeing what could be, seeing what could happen. But you have to be open for it to happen. In other words, keep your mind, your body, your spirit, and your finances in shape and ready to capitalize on any opportunity that could become available. So your mind, your body, your spirit, and your finances, so that when something comes your way, you can actually avail of it. You're not in the position where you don't feel you're ready physically, spiritually, mentally, financially. So like a business person, say, for example, we'll go with the financial example, like a business person who an opportunity, a golden opportunity arises, lands in their lap, and they can't do it because they don't have the money. They don't have the access to credit or funding. Situations like that will bug you for the rest of your life when an opportunity comes your way if you're not in a position to capitalize. And that means physically capitalize on it as well. I know I gave you the financial example, but physically, mentally, spiritually, keep yourself in shape so that, number one, you can create opportunity, more opportunity, and number two, you can capitalize on any bit of opportunity that comes your way, small or large. Be ready. I hope that's given you motivation this week. Fresh opportunity, fresh beginnings. You don't know what's going to come your way and you don't know what you're going to be able to create. So be flexible and be open to change and don't think that the way things are right now will be the way things, unless you want them to stay like that. That's of course, that's fine as well. Certain things you're going to want to keep, but other things you're going to want to change. Your complete timetable could totally change. Everything could change. Where you live could change. Your job could change. Your financial situation could change. Your love life could change. You have to be open to the possibility, be looking for the signs, be creating the opportunity, and as I said, capitalize on the opportunity that comes your way when it does come your way, and it will. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.